Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Anybody watch college football last night?
Oh, no. It was the...
Okay, no.
I saw the highlight,
FCS championship. Yeah. It was like the most insane game ever. I was like reading about it.
It was pretty crazy. I'll explain before we get to the Roundel Report. First, though, it is time to announce our biggest fan of the day. If you hear your name, you will have 10 minutes to call us back and qualify for our grand prize drawing, our night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game this season. 20 tickets, all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine.
Elite prize.
The number, 833-288-0973. And the fan this morning is Rich Corp from Carlsbad. Rich,
Richie,
you are on the clock, 833-288-0973. Good luck, call in, and you can still get your name in at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Yeah, the championship game, FCS, which is the division below FBS, which, you know, college football playoff. It's weird because they used to call it FCS because it was the championship. They played a tournament, and the FBS played bowls. But now there's a tournament for both, so the terminology doesn't even make sense anymore. But they played the final game, Montana State against Illinois, and it was fantastic. Overtime.
Did you watch it?
I watched the end of the fourth quarter in overtime. Illinois State scored a touchdown in overtime to go up 34-28, but they missed the extra point. And then Montana State had their chance, and on fourth down and long, like, the quarterback throws it up, and the star receiver named Taco Dowler catches the game-winning touchdown. They make the extra point, and they win 35-34, ending what had been...
Listen to this. Sandstead. Extra point attempt to win it.
Hold, kick, good for a national championship in overtime.
I mean, the blocked kicks.
Back and forth. Taco Dowler is an absolute elite name.
Great, incredible name.
But the run that Illinois State was on, they were not one of the favorites in the tournament. They had to win 4 road playoff games to get to the championship. They were the underdog in every single game.
Wow.
And pulled off 4 upsets to get to the championship, where they were once again the underdog, and they had the lead, and they were one play away from winning this miraculous NCAA title, and they gave up the touchdown on the last fourth down throw.
I thought I read they won their first title in like 40 plus
years. Yeah, it was their second title overall. It was their first in a long time. But it was pretty great game for, people don't pay a lot of attention to
that
level.
Budget?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, they have scholarships, but it's not a lot of NIL. It's USD doesn't even have scholarships. That's the league, or that's the division they play in as well. With the Toreros, so that was pretty interesting.
That's a hell of an ending to a game.
It was.
Congrats to Montana State.
Where's that? It's in Montana. Yep. Bozeman, I think.
Is it?
They're the Bobcats, and then Montana's the Grizzlies, I believe. I do get them confused, I will admit. All right, Paulie, why don't we get some headlines? It is time for the Roundel Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Roundel Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Roundel Report with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Tuesday, gentlemen.
Hello.
Still catching up on some stories that we missed.
Yeah,
we were out.
Yep.
Yeah, I got this story here. I was reading a little bit about it because it kind of confused me at first, and I think it can confuse a lot of people. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs are getting ready. They announced a move, an upcoming move, over the time we were off. They are leaving Kansas City.
For San Diego.
For Kansas.
California. They're going to love
Kansas
it
City. They're actually moving to Kansas City.
They're moving
City.
From Kansas City to Kansas City. Yes. The Kansas City Chiefs, Arrowhead Stadium. It's in Kansas City, Missouri.
Missouri.
They are moving across state lines when their lease is up. I believe 2030 is the final season. So that will be the last season at Arrowhead for the Chiefs. They've been there for like 60 years, I think. They're going to build a new, like, $3 billion plus
state-of-the-art
stadium I don't want to say Topeka. I don't remember.
No, it's in Kansas City.
It's just on the other side.
On the other side.
It's on the other side of
Kansas
the city.
Kansas City, Kansas.
In it's Kansas state lines.
But they're both named Kansas City. There's Kansas City, Missouri, and there's a slightly smaller city across the river that's called Kansas City, Kansas.
I'm going to move to a slightly smaller San Diego.
Moving to Kansas City,
25
Kansas.
Miles away.
What's insane about this story, though, is that Kansas, the state of Kansas, is giving them like $1.8 billion.
They're like paying for over half of it.
To move them across the river. Like, it's not like you can't go to a Kansas City Chiefs game if you live in Kansas. Be my guest. It's a, you know, 20, 30-minute drive, so it's now going to be... It would have been like if the Chargers had moved down to Chula Vista or something.
Right.
It'd still be the San Diego Chargers. Technically, they'd be in a
Ocean
different
side.
City.
Right.
But I don't think this... I know a lot of people are upset about it, like they're moving, but I don't think this ultimately affects Kansas City Chiefs fans that much.
It's the tradition.
They'd still go to the game. Different tradition, different stadium. But it'll be a much nicer stadium.
Yeah, it'll be a better experience. Cowboys moved from Irving to Arlington. So
yep.
15, 20
yeah.
miles away. And now, so and that's not so far. That, what is it? What's that stadium
AT&T?
Called? AT&T.
Yeah.
It's
Jerry World.
It's ridiculously incredible. Texas Stadium was a dump. It was a dump.
I do think there's something lost in, you know, some of the historic stadiums that go away, the outdoor winter kind of experiences. I'm sure this will be, it's going to have the nice covered, you know, modern feel that everyone wants
sure.
that's going to be comfortable for fans.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's nice to see everybody be uncomfortable.
It is.
In a playoff
for us,
game
yeah,
outside.
When we're watching.
You know, so, you know, you lose something in that. But I just don't know why Kansas would
is it
feel
a
like.
Dome? It's a dome.
I believe it's going to be a new dome. Yeah.
It's freezing there, but yeah. It's, so, you're going to lose some of that magic.
You know, and people will be. It'll be pleasant and it'll be high end experience.
Homogenized.
But what does Kansas get out of this? They've I'm sure there'll be some economic development around the stadium, but...
Well, I was reading this morning, there's one lingering impact is going to be on the Kansas City Royals, because their stadium is built right next to where Arrowhead is.
I saw it when I went.
It's all in one big area. It's all one property owned by whatever company. So they're going to tear down Arrowhead Stadium. And that's going to leave them with a decision. Do we just leave this baseball stadium here, or is that also going to be down? And are the Royals potentially going to have to move to Kansas City, or I guess anywhere else, potentially?
You liked that stadium.
I loved it.
Kauffman?
I loved
Kauffman.
It. God, it was a great ballpark. So under the radar.
They have questions now, because I think they're on the same timeline that the Chiefs were with their stadium. And now if the Royals are like, well, if they're leaving, they may not, they may develop this area, this whole area, maybe sold and developed, and they got to figure something out. So the Royals may need to come up with a plan. And I don't know what their money situation is like, if they are going to be able to build a new top-of-the-line stadium as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, so we've gotten through the FCS championship and a team that isn't in the playoffs. We talked a lot of football. I think I'm kind of sportsed out right now. So we'll talk about some food. Any guesses on what the oldest Twinkie in the world is?
How many years?
There is a Twinkie out there that has been around for a very long time.
60 years.
Well, I mean, is it still edible, though?
No. How long is it? 60 years.
50.
50.
50 very close.
The year of our birth.
Yeah. The oldest Twinkie in the world is turning 50 later this year.
Congratulations.
A chemistry teacher in Maine. His name is Roger Benetti. He opened this as an experiment for his class.
So it's not in the wrapper still.
No, it is not.
It's not out of the wrapper.
He opened this Twinkie for an experiment in class in 1976, and he still has it. I'm showing it on our YouTube stream. It looks disgusting.
It does.
It has lived at the school ever since.
It looks like in a case.
Fossilized.
Yeah.
It says here he retired in 2004, and he handed off the Twinkie case to a student from that class who has now become the dean of that same school. She's had this Twinkie in a glass case for 22 years since he gave it to her.
It's incredible. It's a 50-year-old Twinkie.
And
I had to eat the elf spaghetti at the extravaganza this last year. I know what you're eating at the next extravaganza.
The 50-year-old Twinkie. If you eat the pickle, your Civil War pickle.
Oh, dude. Ugh. That would kill you. I actually looked it up, like what it's worth.
Your pickle?
Yeah. To see.
How much?
Not as much as I thought I was hoping. They said maybe like $400 or $500.
It feels like it should be worth more. It's a pickle from the Civil War.
I know. In a glass jar.
Do you have any, you don't have any like documentation or anything for it?
No, but I think they would, I mean, they could probably date the, like,
they could
the glass
verify it or,
the,
yeah,
the thing sure. that was built. And the pickle inside of it obviously grew in there, so it can't, it had to have been from the same period. So I think they can authenticate it in that sense. Just not worth apparently that much. Unless you can like document it. This is the oldest pickle ever living, but
I mean,
that'll
it's $500 for a pickle. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
I mean, it's not terrible. What about your Lakers ring? Still
again,
have it?
Yeah, that was definitely some fluctuating.
What was that worth?
Could have been anywhere from a couple thousand to like 10,000. I don't know.
You still have it.
I do.
A nice nest egg to fall back on. I mean, you know, you're not a collectibles guy.
I am really not.
But you still have it.
I do.
Just give it to me. I'll do it for you.
I'm not going to give it to you.
I didn't think so. Okay.
50-year-old Twinkie's worth. I mean,
I don't know what that
sell
is
that
worth.
Twinkie.
It says here that the, yeah, just for the record, the official shelf life of a Twinkie, at least back in 1976, was 26 days.
Oh, fresh.
The company Hostess, they say now that number has gotten 26. Up to about 45 days.
Oh, yes.
Due to better packaging,
more preservatives.
But, yeah, I think it's like that the McDonald's experiment. Like, you can keep McDonald's yes. fries yeah, and food. Like, McDonald's food
like
can just stay for
years.
More than that, I think. It's pretty gross.
You know, if you replace the white cream filling in a Twinkie with, like, some sort of fruit jam, you know what it would be?
A sandwich?
It would be a jelly roll.
It's true. From Twinkies to jelly rolls. Are jelly rolls good? Have you ever had one?
I assume I've had some sort of cake with jelly inside of it, rolled up.
I had a jelly. Somebody brought a jelly cake to the Christmas and holiday extravaganza.
It's a kind of
had
a jelly
bite.
Roll.
It was delicious. But it wasn't rolled up with.
No.
Well, speaking of old JR, we talked about it yesterday. We said, God, there's just every day it seems like there's a jelly roll story. So every day, I
want to do this.
I will
day.
Open up and check the prep service and see if in the country music section, is there a headline about Jelly Roll today? What did we have yesterday?
It's captivated the nation.
We had
he
a story yesterday.
He narrated his cows.
The cows escaped.
Running around. Hey, there you go.
It was incredibly boring.
And it was awful.
And he was on the cover of People magazine.
Men's Health magazine. Yeah.
Sorry. This next one.
He lost 400 pounds all natural, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
What a grinder.
Well, I do have another Jelly Roll story.
There's
for
no
you.
Way. Why?
From People magazine. Jelly Roll opens up about what he used to tell his daughters and her friends about his face tattoos.
Why does your dad have that stuff all over his face?
I put them on that morning for Halloween.
Is that what the kids, like the kids' friends would come over and they'd ask the daughter, like his daughter, why does your dad have that stuff all over his face?
Pretty much, so yeah. He's 41 years old now. His daughter is currently 17. And he did an interview this week, and he said, yeah, when she was in kindergarten, it was so funny because all of her little friends would go, what is all that stuff on your face? And I would go, you won't believe this. I only draw this on when I come see y'all, so y'all are excited about it.
Okay.
Finally, they were like, well, how do you draw it on the same way every time? I said, I got these little sticker things now because I've been coming over so much.
I want to die. I don't want any more Jelly Roll stories. I really don't.
Can you imagine what a pain that would be if you had to put them on every single
like
day?
Like kiss every single
every
night?
Every single
like,
day.
Oh, we got to put this makeup on?
I put these face tattoos back on every single day. You did it once. You didn't probably want to
I did stickers. I didn't have to sit and get it tattooed on my face. It's a good look for him, though. He does look much better now. Congratulations. More Jelly Roll in 26.
Has anyone ever asked
you? Paul's resolution. More Jelly Roll.
I know you can do tattoo removal, but it's not... It leaves, like, discolorization.
Yeah. I heard it doesn't feel great.
Right. But if you could, like, if he could magically, like, just...
Start over?
Wipe him
would
off.
He?
Would he?
No,
or
I
would he
so.
Not?
I think it's part of his
Is it
his
too
thing.
Much part of his brand and who he
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I think so.
Wouldn't just go...
No. Think how weird he would. He would look like me. He would see my face? This is what he would look like if he wiped it all. I'm surprised the neighborhood people haven't started calling me Roll yet. It was such an identical costume. I feel like I have to do it forever now. Oh, it worked. Thank you, Paulie.
Paulie,
but not
good
really.
Job.
Not really.
All right, we will come back, probably spin the topic wheel. We'll talk a little Aztecs basketball as well, as they have a huge game tonight against Nevada. All coming up after a check of traffic on San Diego's number one sports station. There you are.
There it is.
97.3, The Fan.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We've talked about it before. One of the things I've never really done, because all I've ever done is radio and television, never gone to a convention. Woods, you've been to a few of those.
Oh, yeah.
Set up your tables.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never really been that interested. I certainly, you know, curious about what the travel is like and living on the road like you did. But if there was one convention that I would be interested in, it's the one going on right now. Have you guys heard of the Consumer Electronics Show, CES?
CES.
Mm-hmm. In Las Vegas. It's going on right now. We had a story on it last night. Channel 10, some of the new gadgets and technology that they introduce. I know there's a lot of talk about AI nowadays. I saw this one, though, that caught my eye. Have you guys heard of the wallpaper television?
No.
They're coming out with TVs now. The screen is 6 millimeters thick. It's that. Wow. It's like that thin on your wall.
Huh.
That's it.
Well, how much does it weigh?
Like almost nothing. It just like hangs almost like a piece of paper on your wall. But it's a television.
Oh.
TVs are nuts, dude.
What are they charging for that?
I don't know yet. In fact, it may not even have a price yet. It's one
wallpaper
of those new
wallpaper television.
Wallpaper television is the newest thing.
I told you guys like a month ago over Thanksgiving, a lot of TVs were on sale. Boy needed one. Well, your boy wanted one, so your boy went and got one.
Yeah.
Got upgraded from 60 inches to 75-inch TV, and it's massive. It is so it takes up the whole wall. You needed two people to lift it or to get it up on the wall, but lifting it like up the stairs and out of the car and everything, like they're so lightweight.
So
you're like,
lightweight.
This is a huge box, a huge television, and it weighs like 30 pounds.
I want a wallpaper TV now. I want a 6 millimeter thin television. And I finally upgraded to the most recent iPhone. It's fantastic. I love it.
You're on iPhone 17. Do you remember what you turned in?
14.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
I'm
on,
usually every like 2 years.
But mine was. I was running out of storage, and I was like, "This is the worst." I was deleting picture, like all kinds of stuff. So I just was like, "I'm getting the big one," and I got the big one, and it's pretty awesome. I've really enjoyed it, and the way that you transfer now is so much easier than it used to be. You just put the phones next to each other, and then it's done.
So,
and you're
hang
like,
on,
what? I did it myself, Paulie. You would have been very proud.
I know. We did this exact text exchange. You texted us. You're like, you guys will be very proud to know that I successfully got a new iPhone and I didn't need anybody's help.
Not anybody's.
And there was a part of me that wanted to go, do you know how easy they've made it to, you turned on your iPhone?
And like, put it next to your other one.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
but
I
said, you know what? That's
baby steps.
That is progress.
I'm looking at Samsung. Apparently, they're going to be going up to now 115 inches on their screens, their television screens. If you want to get one that big, if you can find a wall in your house that's even big
ridiculous.
Enough. The AI Mind Clip is a wearable device that you just like clip on your shirt, and it helps you keep track of all your conversations. It records like all your spoken conversations throughout the day, summarizes your work calls, like, you know, listens, like if you weren't paying attention to a call, it'll go back and like recap what you went through.
What would one of your calls sound? Just hello?
Sure, you spoke with your boss for 11 seconds, didn't really say anything. You just ended the conversation
calls
as quickly
of
as possible.
14 seconds.
Okay.
Eat.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, summarize that, AI.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks. Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Never gets old to me. It's one of my favorite clips we have. Yep. Uh huh. Sure.
Chloid robot from LG that can tackle chores around the house. Not just vacuums, but it can like load and unload your dishwasher.
What?
If you'd like.
I don't know that I want a robot cruising around the house. I just don't.
You did like the Jetsons. You have your own Rosie the robot.
But I like the movable, what do you call it? The thing, the vacuum cleaner.
Roomba?
Roomba.
Yeah.
It's great, but it's also like it comes on at the most inopportune. You're like, my wife has it all set up. So like, they're pretty great though. Like you just turn it on and let it do its magic until it runs over a turd. Then it's not so great, but
maybe you shouldn't have turds in your house.
I don't anymore. I don't. But when I had dogs, it was inevitable that you can't get all the turds from time to time. But yeah, it's a pretty incredible invention. What was your point on this? You just want to go to this?
I don't know. I just thought it's fascinating that the technology is now so far beyond what we used to have.
You had said, as we were turning the microphones on, all right, I'll talk some Aztecs here.
Oh, I can pop the Aztecs on my 115-inch wallpaper television tonight at 8 o'clock when they face the Nevada Wolfpack. It is on FS1, very late start, 8 p.m. So figure about 10:15 before it wraps up. This is a game the Aztecs are actually not favored to win. They are underdogs. Mm-hmm. Point and a half. Nevada is 3-0 in the Mountain West. A good team, not probably nearly the talent that SDSU has, but they've been getting more out of the talent that they have than San Diego State has been getting out of their team. As we mentioned, I think Reno is about a little under 5,000 feet of elevation, so Aztecs will have to deal with that for the first time this year on the road. But if they win the game tonight, they can really set themselves up in an advantageous spot in the Mountain West. 4-0 with a key road win will put them in a really good position going forward. So I like to view this one as kind of an opportunity game for the Aztecs. If they do win, you know, you can start erasing that Troy loss. That would be a quad. This would be a quad one road victory if you could get it. You only have three or four of those opportunities the rest of the season in the conference to win those quad one games. The Aztecs don't have a quad one win, so in that sense, this is one of the bigger opportunities they will have the rest of the year. Question is, can they take advantage of it? Because Nevada is a good team that has been playing quite well after a slow start. They've been playing some good basketball. I mean, they beat Boise fairly comfortably. You know, the Aztecs needed to go to triple overtime to beat Boise on their home court. So this is not going to be an easy game for Dutch's team tonight.
Are you going to be spicy, Ben, on Twitter tonight because it's against Steve Alford?
Maybe.
Oh, I like it.
All right, everyone, tune in. You know, I was texting with my dad because he's got his theories about what the Aztecs need to do, and I tend to agree with him. Dutch is going to have to bite the bullet and just shorten his rotation at some point.
It's 11 deep.
11 and deep. You just can't seem to.
What's the magic number?
8 is usually the magic number.
Okay.
The question is, who do you stop playing?
Who do you sit?
Seven and eight is like the number because when I know the game's changed a little bit, but like when I was in high school 17, 18 years ago, like I remember our coach would tell us like on a basketball roster, the top six players, they make up like 96% of the minutes.
Right.
The top seven players on the roster make up 99% of the minutes. Like, most rosters, traditionally at least, they don't go more than like 7, maybe 8 players deep, and we're rolling out 11 consistently.
Yeah.
How can anybody get into a rhythm?
Get into a groove.
And the question is, though, and I assume it's the one that's the hardest one for Dutch, who do you tell, sorry, you're not playing anymore?
Yeah.
And if it was me, and, you know, you have to be kind of heartless here, first one I'd probably go with Sean Newman. Who, you know, came in as a transfer, one of the assist leaders in the country, but I don't see him necessarily having that impact on this team. He's not, you know, dishing the ball out and getting a ton of guys open shots. He doesn't really contribute offensively in terms of his own scoring, and it takes a while to get adjusted to the Aztecs' defensive program. The problem is he's a one-year transfer. You tell him we're not going to play you anymore. You're basically saying, yeah, you came to San Diego State. You put your faith in us, and we're just saying your college career is done because we're not playing anymore. So that's really tough for a coaching staff to do because you probably recruited him hard. You said, yeah, we're going to need you. You know, Miles Byrd's leaving. We're going to probably have you in our starting lineup every day. We're going to have big minutes from you. And now you're sitting here in January thinking, do we just stop playing him because we need to lower our rotation? But the really tough one is, okay, that's one of the guards maybe you could take out. What big man do you take out? I think Miles Heidi's got to stay.
Yep.
I think he's one of your grittiest, toughest players, rebounding-wise.
Farrell
Compton is, I think, the scariest player in the Mountain West.
Yeah,
he's certainly not an all-around, you know, can't shoot from the outside. His free throw game needs work. Probably can get stronger on the glass, but
it sounds like
I'm playing against the Aztecs, Farrell Compton scares me to death out there. I mean, I know that at any moment he can just posterize dunk me in the face.
Jeremiah Oden has started several games.
He can shoot and do different things.
It's between Odin and, honestly, McGuath, if you were going to take one of the guys out of the rotation.
Which is insane to say that at the beginning of conference play. Like, if we go back 6 months, like, we were just happy he was coming back. We're like, oh, we're going to be stacked now.
And so the question is it your most promising but underachieving and kind of injured sophomore potential NBA prospect in McGuath, or is it your sixth-year experienced Jeremiah Odin's been around college basketball, seen everything. If I'm trying to win this year, I think Jeremiah Odin might be more valuable, which means is there minutes left for McGuath on this team, which was unthinkable couple of months ago.
Dutch is essentially just a very well-paid, glorified little league coach that has to get all 11 guys in. I'm back. Hey, guys, I'm hitting everyone tonight. I'm hitting everyone, and everyone's going to play every position.
It's like little league,
It is. It's like you got to get them all in, or adult league. Everybody's got to get in.
I mean, you got to keep playing LZ Harrington. He just keeps getting better.
He's great.
B.J. Davis needs to be starting.
Well, Farrow, I think, could be starting, too. I mean, easily. I think more minutes for Farrow. He just keeps getting better. I could see him being the best player in the league, you know, as his game continues to develop. He's a monster out there.
Magoon is hurt, but as Mime just said, but he didn't miss a rep at practice. I was just reading the article from Kirk Kenny about it. He hasn't missed a rep. So look, he came back to play, and McGuath is not going to be a guy that's going to take that very well. And Brian Dutcher has to.
He didn't play at the end of the game because he was they said he was getting kind of stiff and it's been trouble. He's been having trouble staying loose throughout the games because of the knee brace and just not having played so long. He didn't start for disciplinary reasons, and Mark Ziegler said that's usually because you missed like a strength and conditioning workout or you were late to a meeting. Mm-hmm. And that's why Dutch will take you out of the starting lineup.
You've got to be careful when you start to stiffen up.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be good, 100%. But sometimes it can get you into some trouble.
Yes. Sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, you want to be loose, not stiff.
Magoon has not looked very loose this year.
No, he has not.
At all.
Okay. Very weird year. I've seen a lot of people in the comments the last couple of days. I thought, what happened? I thought you guys said the Aztecs were going to be good.
We did.
Like, I did.
I thought a lot of people did.
They were going to be really, really good.
And sometimes things are just a little bit unexplainable. Like, the Padres had a stacked roster in 2023.
Didn't make the playoffs.
Didn't even make the playoffs.
Remember how excited
we were? Like, hey, you got 12 shortstops. They're all great athletes.
I've gone back and watched some of my, seen my Instagram from back then, just thumping my chest. I'm like, all right, that's never happening again. I'll celebrate when the last out of the World Series is over. Until then, I'm not going to. I learned my lesson in 23. It scarred me for life. So, and this Aztecs season is not over, but it does have the potential to be a colossal disaster.
3-0 in the Mountain West.
Yep.
They've avoided any more disasters. You know, they've gotten us nervous a few times, but they've avoided any more disasters. Let's see what they can do with an opportunity game.
Yes.
Tonight.
Big chance.
Yeah, big chance for San Diego State. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. We'll be one of your first places after the late game to discuss some San Diego State basketball. All right, final timeout. We'll come back, wrap things up on a Tuesday with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Vaughn in our chat had me scrambling a little bit during the break that I'm hearing talks of Walker Buehler to San Diego. Any truth to this? My cousin just texted me. As far as I can tell.
Who's your cousin?
I don't know who Vaughn's cousin is. As far as I can tell, some guy on Bleacher Report posted an article where he tried to project the starting rotation of every team, and he threw in Walker Buehler on the Padres, thinking they probably will sign a reclamation project as some pitching depth. But beyond that, I don't think there's any actual like smoke in an imminent signing of Walker Buehler.
He pitched really well for Philly when he got traded over there or signed over there, whatever it was. And I was dead wrong about it last year. I said, oh, no, you don't want him. He could have helped us tremendously down the stretch, in my opinion. He did. He pitched well. He'd be a tough one for me to get over. Like, you know, there's certain players from teams that you don't like, and you say, I can't stand him. But if he was on my team, like Pete Alonso is a guy we made fun of for years, him and the Chris Paddock bit.
You'd be fine if he came
to
the Padres
and pitched.
Well, no, you'd be fine. With Walker Buehler if he pitched like vintage Walker Buehler. It's going to make you mad as he comes to the Padres and doesn't look anything like the Walker Buehler that dominated the Padres.
Remember when we owned
the Padres?
Matt Beatty.
He was never that good with the Dodgers either.
No, but it was that he was one of those guys that I wasn't happy to get, and I certainly wasn't happy with his appearances here. There's just those certain guys that you can never like. I don't root for Mookie Betts, but if he was here, I'd love Mookie Betts. We all would, right? Like, there's just those. Walker Buehler is one of those guys. I've loathed him for so long that it would be hard to be like, hey, we're joined at spring training by Walker Buehler, newest Padre. It would be very hard for me.
I certainly agree with the take. Greg Elston said it earlier. People have written about it this offseason. The Padres need more starting pitching depth. However, after my conversation with Ruben Niebla, I wouldn't be shocked if the starting five to open the season was Pivetta, King, Musgrove, Vasquez, Sears.
Yep.
And they feel pretty decent about that.
Yep.
Now, that's not nearly enough to get them through the season, but when they go and sign someone, I don't know that they're plugging in a 4 or a 3 or a 5. They may be looking for 6 and 7 and 8 right now to go with Kyle Hart and Matt Waldron as more depth.
Yeah, but if you get a better four, then you know everyone slides down a notch.
And then Vasquez and Sears, you know, you compete who gets that fifth spot. But I do get the sense that the Padres are reasonably happy with that five if they all pitch the way they think they're capable of pitching.
It's just health. It's health. The guys got to come out of spring training all healthy and ready to compete, because again, you are going to have attrition. And
yes, you need more pitching, no doubt about it. But you may have your starting five at least
Buehler
to begin.
Buehler.
Don't think it's going to be Buehler.
Tough. Be tough for me. Are there any? You have any of those players? Like you wouldn't like if Steve Alford came and
coached the Aztecs.
I would not. That would be tough for you.
Would not. He'd probably do a decent job.
Yeah, but do you have any of those players that you look at? And you're like, I don't want that guy. I'm like, I don't care how good he is. I don't care what he can do here. I can't get through the loathing. Joe Kelly was another one. That would I do not.
You've
want...
poisoned the uncertain players, yeah, like Max Muncy and Joe Kelly.
Of course. I'm trying to think. Just I'm like playing it forward. I'm like, how stupid does this sound? He's the player, Shohei Ohtani. Oh, I hate Shohei Ohtani.
I can't stand him.
I can't stand him.
Imagine
now.
It here.
And it's 99% because he went to the Dodgers.
I thought he was great on the Angels. Do you guys see what they're doing tomorrow? You guys going to tune in?
The Angels?
No, the Dodgers. MLB Network. See this? Shohei Day tomorrow. All Shohei. Sun up to sundown.
Just
Shohei. It's Shohei Day on because it's 1/7, and he wears 17.
Jesus.
So so I tweeted. Oh, so just Wednesday then? Just a regular old Wednesday for the MLB Network. Yeah, tomorrow.
You know there hasn't been a lot of moves because they've got no programming,
zero.
Nothing to talk about. So hey, let's just do a Shohei Ohtani Day.
Zero.
Plus, they're going to be hyping up the Dodgers playing to open the season in Japan endlessly.
Oh yeah,
don't forget about that.
If Shohei went to the Yankees though, after the Angels,
yeah.
I don't know that I dislike him as much.
Well, of course, yeah.
Dodgers related, like 99%. But he's the best player like ever.
And also, they're like, hey, he's like, I'll play for a dollar. That's the other part where you're like, I hate you guys, but it's pure jealousy.
He's
unbelievable. Let's put it this way. When I was going through baseball cards with my son over the break, and he's pulling cards, he's like, should we save this, Dad? And I'm like, yes, save the show. Save everything with Shohei's name on it that you can and save it for 50 years and then see what happens.
And take it to Tokyo.
Yeah,
and just sell it for a fortune.
1,000%. You'd be a fool not to say that, man. Yeah, I think Walker Buehler, maybe he's a serviceable arm, I don't know, but it would be tough. I'm sure I would get over it.
All guests on Men in Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit davidpshapirolaw.com. Last check of traffic and then wrap things up here on 97.3 The Fan. I'll say the same piece that projects Walker Buehler in the Padres starting rotation also has Kyle Hurt as an internal candidate.
Kyle Hurt?
Oh, no.
Vaughn, your cousin is insane, and he writes for Bleacher Report. Kyle Hurt.
That would be a bad name for a pitcher.
Kyle Hurt or Grant Balfour?
Yeah, Grant Balfour is amazing.
What's worse for a pitcher? No.
Bob Walk. Yeah. But Kyle Hurt would be the ultimate bad name right now for the pitcher.
Yep.
It's Kyle Hart.
Kyle Hart.
Name, not Kyle Hurt.
Did Ruben say anything about Kyle Hart?
I did not. I don't think we broached the Kyle Hart subject.
Okay. I liked your insight yesterday. It was
good stuff. I see Kyle Hart returning more as a bullpen piece.
Sure.
A lefty long reliever.
Long man.
And, you know, yes. Will he make a start or two? Because you usually need, 12 or 13 starters?
Yeah.
To get through the year, almost undoubtedly on a bullpen type day,
sure.
he'll probably get a couple. I don't see him as being, you know, a guy who's making 25, 30 starts for the Padres.
No,
next year.
No. And every team's got him. So, need him. Got
to
have him.
Oh, yeah. The Dodgers used how many starting pitchers did the Dodgers use last year?
Yeah. Their way to the World
An insane number of starting pitchers. It doesn't mean that, you know, that's not a bad thing necessarily. It's just an inevitable thing
Indeed. That
you're going to have to use those guys.
Baseball these days. Paulie Spinning. First time, 26.
Last time, yes, first time?
First time, not the last time.
Not the year, but this will be the one time we get it for the show today.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's stuck after...
It's like right on the...
It gets stuck after non-use.
Yeah. We have a would you rather. Would you rather have no nose or no arms?
No nose.
I think no nose as well.
How do you...
I mean, you're going to walk around without a nose.
It sucks, but I need my arms.
I think this
is... not even a debate.
This is a question of vanity. Because not having a nose would be...
not great.
Tough, for sure. Just every time you kind of, you know,
this is
it's
like
tough.
Your face is like smashed in.
Right. Yeah, that would
be tough.
There's
people with small noses.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Get through life.
obviously, functionality with the arms is big.
Oh, you can't taste without a sense of smell.
That's what I was worried about, too. Like, I enjoy food.
Be buff.
Yeah, you can just eat all the crap that doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me at all. But you need your arms. I have to have my arms. For one very obvious reason, but several other obvious reasons. How am I going to play the guitar? With my feet?
Stroke
golf. I know there's a guy that does it. Yeah, you play golf.
I mean, you know, we talked about the CES, the technology getting better any day. Bionic arms.
No, I don't want bionic arms. I want mine. Yeah, it's, Fred says, he's seen a guy with no nose. It's pretty odd looking. I agree. It's odd looking. I can get through life being odd looking. I can't get through life.
Some would argue we're all already getting corrupt.
That's odd looking. That's exactly right. I don't like would you rathers at all because it's never a good answer.
Those are always tough questions.
It's never a fun one. We have time for one more? No, we don't.
No.
I do. You know what? We got one more.
What? There's no way we have time.
We have to clear it.
We'll just do it. Because you said you don't like would you rathers, I do have one more would you rather, so we'll get it out of here.
All right.
Would you rather burp glitter or fart confetti?
Burp glitter.
Fart confetti.
That'd be great.
Glitter is.
I would imagine going, and just with confetti shooting.
Then everybody knows you farted.
They're going to know either way.
You can burp. They're like, yeah. I like it. It would be a fun parlor trick for you. You could probably find a way to do both. Not all the time, but at least once. You could find a way to try.
You'd be a hoot at parties.
You would
for
be.
Sure.
Just you on the couch with your legs.
Excuse me.
just glitter every time.
All right.
So good.
Have a good day, everybody. That's it for us. Thank you to Pauly Rindel, our executive producer. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.
Excuse me.
From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.